The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Okay, first, to keep it a buck, none of us was there. None of us know the whole story. So we only know what's been shown to us. And what's been shown to us has been playing out for 20 years, you know. The sex tape came out and careers were built. You know, we wasn't part of the deals. But listen, maybe y'all was getting money together, you know what I'm saying? And with an understanding of like this relationship being transactional and everything cool. And you know what I'm saying? As long as money's involved, I'll play along. You know what I'm saying? But you can only push a person so long. We ain't come up together. At some point, somebody gonna be like, you know what? I'm finna air this out. Y'all got me out here looking like a punk. And I'm not finna look like a punk for nobody. And I'm not taking no sides. I'm just saying that's Ray J's position. You gonna stop making me look like a sucker out this mug. Listen. This was now, homie. Yes, the thing ain't happened the way you said it happened. I'm not finna be out here looking like a little chump. All I'm saying is, in the whole Trump orb, it's a Ray J in there somewhere. Hood politics, y'all. Let's get it cracking. All right, y'all. Welcome to Hood Politics here. Can y'all hear the grin on my face? This is quite an interesting development. There's really no reason for most of y'all to know this unless you just, you know, I don't know, if you're a part of Black Twitter. I mean, I don't know why you would know. But so Ray J went on Instagram Live and finally, I guess, felt like it was the last draw with this Kim Kardashian sex tape saga that had connections with, and I feel so dirty just explaining all this stuff, that has something to do with Kanye and the final version of the sex tape and the Kim Kardashian and the Keeping Up with Kardashian show last season, all this stuff. Now, one might be asking why in the hell I would be talking about the Kardashians. This is probably the last place you would expect to hear anything about the Kardashians. But when we talk about hood politics, remember I told you it's not just gangbanging. It's city living. You know, it's urban life. It's like these things are just a part of our stories. And it's not so much because of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's mostly because of Ray J and Kanye is why this needs to be put together. And the larger discussion around blackfishing, which are bigger issues, not for the comparison we're going to make, but why they stay at least in our sort of psyche. So, but there must be a lot of background to be explained for any of this to make sense if you have not been following this 20-year novella. Get ready, because I'm about to give you some of the most annoying TMZ-level celebrity gossip that's like, people are dying in Yemen and Africa right now. How in the hell are we still talking about this type energy? But stay with me here, because I'm telling you, it's a Ray J and Trump's orb. This is September 11th. right now that I'm recording this. I don't know when this episode is going to come out because we got a lot of stuff in the holster. But I just want it on record that it is September 11th, 2022, and I'm calling it right now, especially with this man. It's a Ray J in there. You'll know what I mean after I explain all this. All right, take a couple deep breaths. It's about to get very gossipy out this mug. All right, where do you begin? Well, we got to place the characters and we got to place them in context. Here's the thing. If you know, a lot of times when you think of teen celebrities, child stars, I'm imagining you thinking white kids. And you have to remember that we had our black people, we had our own, you know, your Leos, your Robert Downey Jr.'s, you know what I'm saying? Your Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen's. Of course, we were tapped into that because Full House slaps, you know what I'm saying? But we had our own child stars with their own problems. You know, a lot of those brothers that faces that you may not know, we considered celebrity. I cite this brother, Jason Weaver. Jason Weaver been a part of our culture for a long time. My man played young Michael Jackson. I mean, in the Michael Jackson movie. Like, we have our own celebrities. Rudy Huxtable's boyfriend, the little light-skinned boy, he's from Inglewood. His character's name was Stanley. His name is Merlin Santana. These are black childhood stars. Remember, we had our own. And then you get into the 90s with people like Lorenz Tate. We had our own heartthrobs. We had our own situation. But there was a golden era of black sitcom television. And the queen of this era is none other than Brandy. Brandy had a show called Moesha. And when Brandy hit the scene in 1994, 1995 with I Want to Be Down With You, again, Inglewood family, black, affluent, talented. It was like, this is what y'all called, again, rising stardom, megastars, you know, in black Hollywood. People like Nia Long, like, they, you know what I'm saying? Like, these were the names. Nobody was bigger than Brandy. Moesha was one of the biggest shows, at least in our sphere, ever. Now, Moesha, Brandy, has a little brother. His name is Ray J. And Ray J also was on a sitcom. He was on a sitcom with Sinbad. This is a child actor who ended up moving on and doing hip hop and music just like his sister. This is young black Hollywood. I know it sounds weird to you that I'm talking about this, but like, you have to be around at this time. These people are in our world. They're at the level of, this is Leonardo DiCaprio. This is like, that's the level of star these people are when they were kids. Sister, sister, Tia and Tamara, stars. The little boy that was on there, Marcus Houston, he was a singer. He was part of a group called Immature. Like, they're stars. These are, I can't stress enough, they're stars. Now, enter the advent of the internet as we know it. Now, this is pre-social media. This is paparazzi, TMZ, YouTube, right? The celebutant era, the beginning of the reality show era, where are the people that you're now probably familiar with, if depending on how old you are. This is the Paris Hilton's, Nicole Richie's of the world, okay? These people, again, it's kind of crazy to think about their run without social media, that they were able to reach the level of stardom and really invent the influencer, the celebrity influencer. They invented it. But they all went to, like, they're all high school friends. They all lived. This is all Hollywood. Like, these people all know each other. Now, Paris Hilton had a young, talented assistant that was very cute, very ambitious, and actually came from a family that was a part of this ethos. Except they weren't necessarily on television per se. They were just around people that were. Her little assistant also had a very famous godfather, if you will, an uncle who she grew up with around the whole time. And that's partially because her dad and them was best friends with this man. And his wife, who he allegedly murdered, that man is O.J. Simpson. And their partner, or their friend, is Mr. Kardashian. And their daughter, who was Paris Hilton's assistant, is Kim Kardashian. I don't know, this might be stupid. Maybe y'all know this, but you have to set the stage here. These people have been around celebrity this whole time. Just, this is what they do. They've been around celebrity. These are some of the biggest names, at least in this time. And she's surrounded by the biggest names in this time. Ray J, Brandy, Paris Hilton, all these people. Now, Brandy had moved on. By this time, Brandy's a mogul. Brandy doing what she's doing. She's solidified in history. She's already done the Monica duet with The Boy Is Mine. She's already solidified. It's over. Certified. She's a star. She's a legend. Ray J is 19, 20, maybe, right? A younger dude, super talented, right? And he just happened to be dating this newly caked up. And when I say newly caked up, the butt got done, Kim Kardashian. And this is pre-internet, right? But this was his girl. Like, this is his girlfriend. And they, in the vein of Pam and Tommy, have a sex tape that leaks. Now, it's funny when we say Pam and Tommy. I think I talked about this before. For us, again, because we existed in a whole nother sphere of entertainment, Pam and Tommy is referring to Martin, the show, Martin Lawrence show. But Pam and Tommy, for this case, I'm talking about Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson. They have a sex tape, right? And the sex tape ends up being worth a lot of money. Now, according to them, they didn't want that out. It is what it is, whatever the case may be. I don't know. I wasn't there. But this Kim and Ray J sex tape, if you can imagine physical copies going viral, that's what happened. The tape went viral. It went everywhere, right? She was on talk shows, just embarrassed, this and this. But it was always sus because it was like, how does this go out? And a lot of times people have always said that about Kim, that her career was launched off a sex tape. And then some people say Ray J's career was launched on a sex tape. I don't know. Ray J was already making moves. He was already in a TV show. He was already in this. Now, did he become a megastar in the way that Kim K and them did, the way that the Kardashians did? Was he able to finagle this into the type of stratosphere that the Kardashians did, building an empire? Now, is it fair for me to say that they built an empire off this sex tape? No, these people worked very hard. There's a lot of these things. They built a brand. They did a lot of things. They kept it in the family. They did what they had to do to become what they are in culture. Hate it or love it, shit worked, right? But as far as the whole masses understood, unless you was in that circle, you ain't know who Kim Kardashian was. You knew that as, you talking about with the OJ trial? You knew that in relation to the OJ trial, right? This is Paris Hilton's assistant. You know what I'm saying? Like, who knows, right? Ray J was the name. That's the crazy part. Ray J was the star, right? Sex tape went out. And what has always been very interesting about this is he's always kept his mouth shut about it. This whole time, the whole 20, you never really hear Ray J. He don't talk, he don't flex about it. It is what it is. It got out. I'm going to let it do what it do. But it always seems sus to everybody. Like, how does a sex, like, how does a physical tape get out of your possession unless it's leaked, unless you're in on it? Like, did somebody break in your house and steal it? I don't, according to Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson, that's what happened. But who knows with this? But next thing we know, they got, you know, children's clothesline. Who knows? I'm talking about the Kardashians, like in the whole reality show. But like I said in the beginning, I'm not going to talk about some stuff I don't know. I only know what's been revealed to us. And that's what's important about what I do in hood politics. I only know what's been revealed to us. And I hope that's a life lesson for everybody. You only know what people show you, what you find out, you know. You have to draw your own conclusions, right? Make your best guess. Use your antennas. And be okay with the fact that, you know, there's parts that I don't know. I could be wrong.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes I guess identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So there are things that we don't know about these people, but we do know that playing out over the next 20 years is the backdrop of this sex tape. Now, I don't need to spend any time explaining to you the bigness of the Kardashian name, Kim Kardashian. You've been a part of her saga for the last 20 years also. Like, I already know, you know what it is. You know, the Kanye thing, you know, all of it, you know, just her running through Black men, you know what I'm saying, for a long time, right? That, I mean, that girl, she done ran through some Black men, you know what I'm saying? They whole family, they be running through Black men. But we don't need to talk about that right now. That's not the point I need to make. What y'all need to be informed is the honor and respect we need to put on Ray J's career. For some reason, let me step back for a second. For some reason, and I can't tell you why, but just generally as urban hip hop culture has decided, we just kind of decided he's kind of corny. And it's like, it's really not fair. You know, just like Nick Cannon, we've just kind of decided he's corny. And it's, in some ways it's not fair, because both of them, what they've given to us, like Nick, that's Wildin' Out. You know what I'm saying? Like Drumline, their catalog is illustrious. It's just, for some reason, and I think with the Nick Cannon thing, it has to do with his like trying to battle Eminem because of a bar Mariah Carey said, or a bar about Mariah Carey that he was married to for a while. And that's another thing that's a notch under Nick Cannon's belt. Like, again, Mariah was like, she was angelic. That girl walked on water. And then Nick Cannon got on a radio show and said one day, "Y'all, I'm gonna bag her." We all giggled. That's like you and your friends sitting around just, you know, on your street corner waiting for the street lights to come on and you talk about which celebrity you gonna marry. Like, it's not real, you know? It's not like, and then that man messed around and actually married her and had twins with this girl. Like, so it was like, dang, man, salute Nick Cannon. You feel me? But for some reason, we just kind of decided he was corny. And I think it's the rap stuff, because it's just like, you're just not, this is not you, man. Like, you're a mogul. Like, what you've done for MTV, Viacom, again, he gave us Wildin' Out. You cannot take that from this man. I think in the same way, we've done that with Ray J. We've just kind of decided he's corny. He's got songs, number one singles that you have to get pushed in the corner for you to recognize that that was him. But One Wish, 1-4-3, La 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 Love You. Okay, damn it, just park my manners. Like, the guy has hits, air quotes. But besides all that, Raycon earbuds, that's Ray J. You say what you will about him, but the boy got his own headphone. You know what I'm saying? Dre did it with Beats. He sold to Apple. Raycon, he got his own. And the crown jewel that can't nobody take this from Ray J is Love and Hip Hop. That was his show. Y'all can't take that from Ray. Now, I get it. There's just this feel. And I think the feeling about, like, why, because it's like, you did this Kim K sex tape. Now, when Kanye married her, he put out this song. That's the first time you ever hear him actually suggest about this sex tape. He was like, the song's called I Hit It First. And I think fools thought that was corny. Whatever the case may be, as a culture, and I think this is unfair. Now, this isn't a Ray J stan episode. That's not even the point of this. I'm building to the point. Let me land the plane. The point is, he has managed to remain relevant while at the same time never discussing in any way or anything his connection to this Kim K sex tape, at least publicly. Like, he hadn't made it a part of his brand. Now, granted, when he did that Versus recently, man, that was burnt out, dog. Like, that was just, it was just a bad look. I'm gonna let y'all look up his Verses. But the point is, he has managed to just kind of be like, look, it is what it is. But none of us knew why. Now, Kanye's backstory, and I know it's a lot, I said it's gonna get real TMZ. Kanye said he fell in love with Kim from the mix, from the sex tape. He said he saw the sex tape and he was like, I have to marry her. Like, I mean, this is just, this stuff's on the record. You know what I'm saying? So Kanye get involved. He end up getting married. Marry Kim K. They have a bunch of kids. All the stuff go down. And, you know, just like we always say that, like, you know, that they're that the Kardashians are the black man destroyer. Like, where's Lamar Odom at? You know, Reggie Bush. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just, I don't know what to say. You know what I mean? But these, and in the background of all this talk is, again, is like, black women being like, Amber Rose even warning Kanye about that. I'm like, them white women gonna use you, and when they done with you, you gonna see what it is. There's been this backstory in the community of like, y'all need to stop messing with them Kardashians. They put on, that's blackfishing. That's what we mean by that. They put on black culture. They pretend to be one of us. They take our men, destroy our men, and then y'all out here looking like you ain't know what was going on. So from a black woman perspective, this is gross generalities. Nobody is a victim, or these boys are not victims. You can't all of a sudden claim blackness when you knew what you were signing up for. You knew them girls. This is what them girls do. Like, don't come crawling to us. You knew what they was about. That's, again, I'm just trying to give context to the story, right? So you fast forward through 50-11 seasons of Kanye's episodes, manic episodes, his career, him getting with Kim, you know, air quotes, making an honest woman out of her. I don't know what to say about that, whatever, right? 50-11 seasons of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And then this episode about somehow or another, Kanye going to get the tape and him bringing it back. Because remember, again, y'all know all this stuff. Kanye and him divorced. And whatever his situation is, he claiming, you know, prejudice against black men and fathers and all this good stuff. Whatever. I only know it's been shown to me. Right. But in this episode, he goes and gets the tape back. right? So he gets the tape back and Kim asks him, what did you have to pay? Like, how did you get it? And he was like, we're done being extorted. I will not be extorted. So she was all like, oh my God, I can't believe it's over. Like, it's finally over. Like, this tape has been a thorn in her existence her whole life or her whole career. And now Kanye's this hero. And then finally, Ray J spoke up. And Ray J spoke up and was like, listen, I've kept my mouth shut this whole time. You know this sex tape was your mama's idea. Talking about Kim's mama, Chris. You know that was her idea. You know we signed paperwork, both together, $400,000 each to get this tape out. You know we made money off this. And you know I was paid to shut up. So don't be going on your show. So, and now everybody's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold up, Ray J. You know, now, obviously, there are going to be dissenting voices that are like, oh, 20 years later, come on, Ray J, you just trying to stay relevant. You just mad because they launched a career and you salty about it, right? And they making you look bad and yada, you know, you just mad because you couldn't turn that sex tape into a multi-billion dollar industry like they could. Again, I'm going to say, Ray J didn't do too bad for himself. So I don't know if that's the case. Again, this ain't no Ray J stand. I don't think he a victim per se based on what I'm looking at, right? But he spoke up. And then finally, September 10th, you witnessing culture history. He goes live on Instagram. I can't believe I'm talking about all this, but I'm going to get to it somewhere. He finally goes live on Instagram. And he goes live on Instagram and shows the texts. Puts on the screen the DM conversations between him and Kim. Basically like, I can't, listen, I've kept my mouth shut this whole time because we was both giving money. But you are openly, clearly lying. And you're making it look like, he was like, I got kids. You making it look like that I'm some type of way that I'm not. And she's like, I have kids too. Let's just stick to the story and it'll blow over. Trust me, everything's fine. And he's like, man, fuck the story. No, you not tell these people the truth. We both signed legal documents. This was your mama's idea. It was going to launch our careers. This is what we agreed on. But you gonna act like you some sort of victim out this mug. Like I'm like, you gonna play me as Boo Boo the Fool. Like this isn't fair. And then she's like, okay, cool. Just, you know, wait for the episode. I'm sure you'll be happy. He was like, all right, cool. I'll wait for the episode to come out because they're having this conversation before this Keeping Up with Kardashians episode come on. The episode comes on and Kanye makes it look like he came in here and punked Ray J. Ray J was like, no, on his live, like, no, wait. No, we had a great discussion. Kanye came to my house. We shared notes. We talked. We bonded. He said it's other names involved that I'm not going to name. He was like, we ended this well. We thought we was doing something together. Everything was cool. Even about how this Kardashian family, you know what I'm saying? These fools, this is toxico. You know what I'm saying? Like, so according to Ray J, he was like, listen, no, look, I'll show you the messages. And he actually did. That's something you don't see often. He actually showed the conversations of like, no, this is what it was. We did this. You did this. You said this. And Kim being like, I know that's true, but just like, don't tell that story. And he's like, what do you mean don't tell that story? You got me out here looking crazy. So according to Ray J, he's like, listen, man, you're going to stop making me look like the idiot in this story. I've kept quiet for 20 years. But you keep balling out of control and never taking no responsibility for none of this. And the way for that to happen is you got to keep throwing me under. He's like, I'm through with this, man. He even says on the text message, I haven't talked to you in like 15 years. We haven't seen each other. We haven't talked in I don't know how long. Like, I have no contact with you. Why are you throwing me under like this? This is not fair. Like, tell the truth. And she's telling him, yo, let's just keep this between, we'll figure it out. But like, we both got children. This don't need to play out in the public. And he's like, it already has, fool. It already has played out in the public. So Ray J finally was like, okay, I'm airing the paper. Now, what does this have to do with politics? After the break.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, here's my thing. I don't know these men, right? I don't know these women. I don't know nobody involved in this personally. But we have like maybe 1 or 2 degrees of separation, although I did meet Ray J when we was in middle school. But that's a whole other story. It's using my antennas based on what I've seen. And again, I don't know everything. I can't imagine a scenario where either one of these men, especially Black men, didn't know what they were signing up for. You know, when people show you who they are, you should believe them. The Kardashians have had hustle in them for a while. And I think there ain't no way you didn't know that if they feel an opportunity to get a leg up, they was going to take it. Now, that being said, I can also understand sometimes we think with our penises and our wallets, and I have made many of bad decisions based on the size and roundness of the hind parts. Can't take that from them brothers. It is what it is. And ladies, I mean, straight, gay, bi, non-binary, we have often made decisions with our genitals. Let's not lie to ourselves, okay? So I'm adding that factor. And then also, sometimes you may think your kung fu is just as good as theirs. I also think, knowing how Kanye was raised and knowing where Ray J's from, there are rules of engagement. And I think in some ways, what Ray J has showed is he plays by the code. There's a code, you know, and there's some lines you just don't cross until you show me that we're existing on two different codes here. Oh, this is not what I thought it was. I thought we had an agreement. And when you realize the people you running with either function off a different code or no code at all, or their code is like, we get ours regardless. At some point you like, you know what? All bets is off. You're not finna keep playing me like, you're not finna market me out like this. And of course, there's a whole other perspective here. I mean, you know, I don't want this to sound like I'm creating a villain out of this family. Everyone's got a different perspective. You know what I'm saying? This family might be like, yo, when worst comes to worst, my family come first. You know, we was taking care of each other and like, you know, and if you're a part of our family, we'll try to take care of you. But if it's like, if I feel like this thing ain't working, like, I'm sorry, I'ma choose us. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's their thing. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. If you're the one running point, if you're the one trying to protect an empire, the more people you have to keep happy, the more difficult it becomes. And most of the time, if money don't do it, you have to do it by fear. You have to do it by destruction. You know, the ability to destroy someone's career. Now, having said that, if you're the other side of this, let's say the Kardashian, you're like, I don't understand what you don't understand. We had an arrangement. All this was with consent. And if you would just run the play, like I'm telling you to run the play, I don't understand what the problem is. Just run the play. I mean, have we not shown, if you them, have we not shown that nothing sticks to us? If you just run the play, we'll be fine. Just play along. Don't trip. And the checks will keep coming. I don't understand what your deal is. If you don't run the play, though, we're going to have to burn you. What does that have to do with politics? I think it has everything to do with politics. I think this is Mar-a-Lago, this whole situation. I don't know how many people. Listen. Do we really know what went on behind closed doors with Trump and his squad? No, we don't. We know the January 6th hearings. Some people decided like, nah, homie, I'm not going down with you. Some people this whole time have kept their mouth shut, you know, and now you got a federal investigation going on. They sniffing hard. I am utterly convinced, and I can't tell you who it is or when it's going to come. It's a Ray J in there. What do I mean by it's a Ray J in there? Because again, Ray J got his own empire. Oh, it may not be big as theirs, but he all right. Listen, everybody ain't Trump, but everybody around him, that don't mean they nothing without him. Oh, they may have signed up. They may have known what they were signing up for. But when you start showing me that like, oh, you going to keep stalling me out. Okay, somehow or another, it's going to fall on me. Nah, homie. Hey, I'm going to show the text messages. You can't keep making me look like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody going to make this calculation that like, this shit ain't worth it, dog. There's a Ray J in there somewhere. I don't know who it is or where they going, but I can guarantee you with something as messy as this situation. Oh, Lord. Listen, Ray J was on there doing this. I saw the first thing I thought of. I was like, look, I'm trying to tell you, it's Trump got a couple of them in his orb. He got somebody in there that's been cool this whole time. That's been like, okay, keep playing with me. All right, I'll take it because everything's fine. I know the code. I know the rules. But at some point, I'm going to call you on it because it's going to come a time when you gonna need to start telling the truth. And you don't come for me, because I've been cool this whole time. Even when I had a chance, I did the right thing, according to Ray J. Ray J, like, I did the right thing. I gave you the tapes. Let's be over with it. And this how you gonna play me like this in front of everybody? Nah, fam. This the last right thing I'm doing. Also, look, I saw in the news today, it's 18 people in the Russian government that are calling for Vladimir Putin's resigning. They calling for his resignation. We told y'all way back during the Crimea River stuff that like he gonna mess with the wrong people. Somebody gonna get mad at him. It's people in there that's gonna finally be like, all right, look, man, I done had enough. You gonna take too many L's and you gonna take me down with you. Somebody, I'm telling you, there's always somebody. Now, them people, I mean, now with Vladimir and them, I mean, it might be on some like, you know, you better fuck around and find out. You better learn how to shut your mouth up because, like, we poison fools. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Might be a little different, like, messing around with him. But I'm just saying, sometimes people get tired. I'm telling you. I'm just saying that's their position. I'm telling you, somebody in that orb, it's a Ray J in there somewhere. So that's the policy. You got too many people you need to keep happy. Somebody not happy in that mug. Now, as far as the bigger picture as a culture, like, again, there's a lot of different takes you can take on this. First take is, who cares? Who cares? I'm talking about as far as like the Kim Ray J thing. There's a solid argument for why do we care? In any way, shape, or form, why do we care? But for me, I'm always looking for bigger lessons, greater metaphors. I don't like to be involved in stuff because that's how I survived it. That's how I survived my childhood. The way I was raised is I just be staying out of stuff. Don't tell me the cheese man. You know what I'm saying? I am nobody's Medici. You know what I'm saying? Don't. I'm nobody's cheese mozo. Like, don't tell me nothing. I don't need to know. And I think that there's a lesson about really knowing what you're signing up for. I do have a hard time, this is my personal opinion, with this making this a black issue. At the same time, it kind of is in regards to Kanye and Ray J. But like I said, to cite black women, there is a reality that, like, yeah, this could have been avoided. And it's not could have been avoided because they white women. That's not fair. That's not what I'm saying at all. It could have been avoided in the sense that they are, when somebody shows you how they move, you better make sure you really got what it takes to go into that whirlwind. I don't care how nice the pretty round brown is. If you can't batten down the hatches, don't go in nobody's tornado. All I'm saying is, Mr. Trump, it's a Ray J in there somewhere. Hood politics.
Yeah, this here thing was recorded by me, Propaganda, in East Los Boyle Heights, Los Angeles, California. This mug was mixed, edited, mastered, and scored by Matt Osowski. I can totally say his name, guys. It was a shtick. He's going by Matt now again because he got into some legal situations with the name Headlights. Y'all know Common used to be called Common Sense. Y'all know Tip. T.I. was Tip. Sometimes it happens. Executive produced by the one and only Sophie Lichterman for Cool Zone Media. And the theme music by the one and only Gold Tips, DJ Sean P. So y'all just remember, listen, every time you check in, if you understand city living, you understand politics. We'll see y'all next week.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.